Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The House Agriculture Committee takes a shot at GPSA and scores. Back on that in just a moment.
Okay, you've heard about the great yields that canola is producing in Oklahoma, and you've decided to make the plunge and plant winter canola this fall. So, where do you start? Well, it's easy. Just contact your local crop plan expert, who will also help you every step of the way, planting to harvesting your crop. With Crop Plan by Winfield, you get the right seed for right here. Crop Plan brings broad seed selection and local testing from the Answer Plot system. Go to cropplan.com for answers to your questions and a guide to crop plan dealers.
The House Agriculture Committee successfully navigated their way through marking up their version of farm policy for 2012 on Wednesday and into early Thursday morning. The last title included several things that had impact to the livestock industry, as there's no livestock title this time. Title number 12, the miscellaneous title, included a direct assault on the so-called GPSA rule that was formulated in the 2008 farm law. Mike Conaway, Republican congressman from Texas, led the charge.
This amendment simply put an end to the GPSA rulemaking that's been plaguing cattle producers for more than 2 years.
On the two-minute rule.
All of us on the committee are aware of the fact that the GPSA rulemaking went well beyond the language of the 2008 Farm Bill and threatened livestock and poultry marketing as we know it. In particular, it threatened to end the value-added marketing opportunities that producers use to satisfy their customers and remain profitable. This language mirrors the actions of the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee and the full Committee on Appropriations.
Right.
I want to thank Mr. Costa for co-authoring the amendment with me. This impacts producers across the country. Urge a yes vote on this amendment to kill this issue once and for all and allow cattle producers in Texas to get back to fighting bigger threats to their livelihood.
One lawmaker trying to fend off this amendment was the top Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson of Minnesota.
What this does is it repeals what we did in 2008 in the Farm Bill on GPSA. This was another situation where I locked them in the room and they came to an agreement. It also repeals the rules that the Secretary has finalized since 2008. And it prohibits the Secretary from finalizing the remaining rules. You are opening up one huge can of worms with this, and I don't think it's smart, but, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, the Secretary first proposed a GPSA rule that I thought went further than what the agreement was. I worked to rein those in, if you will. I feel a little bit put upon here because I work very hard to take the industry's concerns to the Secretary, and I think I had a lot of effect on what happened. And now all of a sudden we're going to repeal everything. You know, I mean, maybe that's the whole deal in this Congress. We just got to repeal everything that ever happened. So I don't know. But I just think it's a little much. And the Senate's not going to even touch this anyway. So whatever happens.
A couple of other lawmakers also spoke, and then wrapping up the debate, one of the proponents of this particular amendment regarding GPSA, Democratic Congressman Jim Costa from the Fresno, California area, a third-generation family farmer with a dairy background.
I think we're all sensitive to the changes that have occurred in the various livestock, poultry, pork industries over the recent decades. And I think my friend and the gentleman from Minnesota is correct. He worked very closely with a lot of us in the 2008 Farm Bill to try to find some sort of a happy medium. I think this amendment, which I am a co-sponsor of, is really a reaction to what we thought was an overreach on the part of the USDA over the last 18 months after the 2008 Farm Bill had passed in attempting to take the regulatory process and to pursue an area that the Congress had rejected in terms of consideration in the 2008 Farm Bill. And while I hope this could be worked out in some other fashion, nonetheless, the fact is that with the changes that have occurred over the industry over the years, there has been no proof that, in my view, collusion has taken place within the changes in the industry. And the regulations were an overreach. Now, whether or not there's some other alternative by this legislation that can be worked out in the conference committee, I would certainly be open to it. But those of us who were very critical with the department last year, and they finally pulled back, I think in part to all of our responses and to Congressman Peterson's as well, this is a reaction to what we felt the administrative branch, the executive branch, superseding its role on law that had been passed and enacted. And so I support the amendment, and maybe this is something we can continue to work on.
Dairy farmer and Democratic congressman from California, Jim Costa, Republican congressman and cattle producer from Western Oklahoma, Frank Lucas, who happens to be the chairman of the committee, then called for a vote. He got a voice vote passage of this amendment regarding GPSA, basically rolling back the GPSA language. It was put in place in 2008. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.